Is there soon to be president insane in the membrane? I don't know. Maybe a little. I'm always going to listen to some Cypress Hill. A little bit more. Give it a little bit more airtime than I would some of my other intro music. I am a child of the 90s. I'm also your friendly lawyer, lady, and economist on the air here on Civic Media. We're all about real news and great conversation. A serious bit of breaking news. Just getting this coming across my phone, a notification. Those three wildfires that are burning in California, not yet contained, just saw a news update that firefighters are reporting that they may be running out of water. Oh, dear, dear. 30,000 people were given an evacuation order last night out of the Pacific Palisades. I've seen reports just as I came on air that two people have died. Man, climate change, it's an actual thing. As are water shortages throughout the Southwest. Certainly all of our hopes and well wishes for folks that are caught up in that very dire situation in California. But our topic today that we're going to spend a little time with and in and digging into is this dispute within the MAGA movement about H-1B visas. H-1B visas, just to recap, are for businesses to bring over highly skilled technical workers. Think mathematics, engineering, computer science, medicine, researchers, and they can stay for up to 6 years. For example, Elon Musk came on an H-1B visa. Now, for those of you who don't know anybody who's been through this process, I have a few friends who have. It's pretty freaking grueling. You have to get a company to sponsor your H-1B visa. There's an arbitrary cap on the number of these that will be issued every year by the U.S. government. There are some arbitrary limits to ensure sort of geographic diversity, but they don't. The actual practical operations can get a bit murky and complicated, but it's not the easiest thing. And I've had a few friends go through the process, can be quite daunting. And an employer, you know, you think about it, they have to really think that you're going to give them a lot of value add, right, to put in for an H-1B visa. I may spend a different day talking about some of the issues with how the program itself operates, both pros and cons, why it's needed, why business leaders think it's needed. But what you've got here is we've got, the nativist movement within the MAGA party, right, which is immigrants are bad, basically without any nuance there. Like, that is the messaging. Of course, we're all immigrants in this continent, unless you are a First Nation person. But, you know, setting that aside for the moment. Now, what happened around Christmas time was that Elon Musk and then Vivek Ramaswamy put out a series of tweets. Here's one of them. Quote, this is from Elon Musk. If you want your team to win the championship, you need to recruit top talent wherever they may be. There's a dire shortage of extremely talented and motivated engineers in America. You notice how he sticks in the "and motivated" part? It's like a dig on American workers. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy. The H-1B system is badly broken and should be replaced with one that focuses on selecting the very best of the best. Our American culture has venerated mediocrity over excellence for way too long. So Donald Trump, the pro-middle class, remember the two biggest pillars of Donald Trump's campaign was like, yay, middle class workers, and I'm for the workers, and no immigration, and immigrants are bad. Okay? What these guys are saying is basically like flipping the bird to both of those concepts, right? You got two billionaires basically saying American workers stink. Kind of a problem. And the tweets went on. They're a big, we need more H-1B employees. We can't get enough good people. Well, as you can imagine, this then led to an absolute firestorm from the right. Perhaps when it comes to nativist, racist, xenophobic, MAGA-isms, the standard bearer, pretty much Steve Bannon, right? I mean, that guy. So this is some of what Steve Bannon had to say in response to these tweets by both Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Of course, these are the guys tapped by Donald Trump to lead the non-existent, quote, Department on Government Efficiency. Let's take a quick listen to the very first cut you got.
If you can work mathematical formulas in the engineering complexity of sending a colony of human beings to Mars and keep them alive, you can work through the math on this, and you know it's a bald-faced lie. And here's how I know you know it's a bald-faced lie, because you cratered as soon as we got up in your grill. Oh, okay, fine. Well, I won't fight to the death. I'm not going to fight to the death in short kind of new types of warfare. Why don't we reform? We need reform. Are you going to some BS answer, and you think we're going to buy that? Where did you come from, dude? Here's what you need to do. You need to study modern political history of the fights we've been through for 12 or 14 years to get to this spot. You think this is just because people are just wandering around? People have worked for over a decade pounding this, pounding this, pounding this. And that's how relentless the established order is.
Pounding what? Nativist, xenophobic, racist tropes and lies about immigrants. By the way, like, lest I forget to point this out, the people that are keeping you and your family from greater health, greater choices, greater economic freedoms aren't immigrants in this country. It's the billionaire class. So with the conflict now established, when we come back, we're going to start taking some of your calls and texts. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We're going to dig in to what the heck is really going on here. Is this actually about H-1B visas? Is this actually even about immigration? And why does it matter to you? All that and more coming up after these very brief messages and your farm update from our farm girl, Pam Yonke, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, y'all.